Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is above rubies. This is Scott Bennett on Great Awakenings on GlobalFreedomTV.com. And we have found a virtuous woman whose price is above rubies, the great Susan Lindauer, former CIA asset, DIA asset, author, speaker, and intelligence analyst that is one of our top conversationalists on so many of the different topics from international affairs to domestic affairs. So we're going to jump right in because there's a Gatling gun of conversational topics and a few videos we want to play. But Susan, I'll hand it to you before we jump into the videos. Welcome back and give us your assessment of what the vital issues are that we're going to talk about tonight. Go ahead.
Are you having as much fun out there as we're having in Washington, D.C.? It's starting to roll, and the Democrats are waking up to the nightmare that they've created, and they're so deep into it, they cannot back out. This is a pivotal moment in Washington. Kevin McCarthy is launching an impeachment hearings, investigating an impeachment inquiry to decide whether or not Biden should be impeached. And we've just seen Peck. Go ahead.
we must have had an interference. Well, let me play this video real quick to set the tone, and let's bring it up. There's so much to be talking about here. Let's see. Here is first of all, I wanted to start off with Ukraine, because Ukraine is the gift that keeps on giving, or perhaps the boil that keeps on oozing poison and pus, death and poverty in the United States, in our reputation around the world, and all sorts of other things. This video will play right here. Here we go. Was an interview that we just did this morning on Global Freedom TV on RT.com about the Ukrainians going out, grabbing people off the street, grabbing pregnant women and old men and boys, and throwing them into the fight. What is really happening in the Ukraine? What will happen, and what Russia should do as these as the months progress and the entire Ukrainian offensive, you know, just totally melts down. And it's significant because Ukraine is going to be a pivot point both in McCarthy's fortunes and, of course, the Democrats and Biden in the upcoming storm of election chaos. So let's start off, and we'll first play this here.
Two Ukrainian soldiers from a military recruitment office have been accused of beating
and falsely restraining a man in the Lviv region. That's according to the Ukrainian State Bureau investigation. Just a quick warning, you may find the following images disturbing. Well, first it shows two suspects in military uniform assaulting the man while holding him at gunpoint. They're seen hitting him on the head and back with a pistol. The attackers are heard telling the victim that he's not a person and threatening to bury him in the forest. The beaten and bloodied man later posted a video of himself pleading for help. The attackers allegedly starved the victim and forced him to undergo a military medical examination to be sent to the front lines to fight in the war against Russia. A nationwide mobilization was declared in Ukraine last February to draft more people. Kiev banned men aged 18 to 60 from leaving the country. The recruitment system has been criticized in Ukraine for lack of transparency, which makes it difficult to understand how or why some people are being mobilized. A number of military recruiters have been accused of power abuse while trying to fill the ranks.
Today,
to discuss this topic, let's press live now to Scott Bennett, who's a former U.S. Army officer. Scott, thanks very much for joining us on RT this evening.
Very good to be with you, Peter.
Now, first of all, I just want to understand, how common do you think such incidents are? Obviously, you can imagine that tensions in Ukraine must be quite high at the moment, given the dire situation that they're in and trying to fill the ranks in the war with Russia.
Well, remember three things. Number one, truth is the strongest weapon in psychological warfare. That's why Russia is winning the narrative now, and the West is collapsing in its narratives. Number two, remember the Ukrainians under Zelensky and these Ukrainian soldiers and such have been MK Ultra brainwashed by the US CIA in the late 1990s and onwards, specifically accelerating after 2007. I know I worked in the Army's psychological warfare prisoner interrogation. So when I see these videos, I see brainwashed, drug-induced, fat, unprofessional zombies that prefer transgender men's companies as their spokesmen and doing all sorts of horrific tortures. That's right out of the MKUltra CIA program, which we did in Libya and other countries. And three, remember the West, specifically the United States, has cast Ukraine and the Ukrainian people into the buzzsaw of Russia like logs being pushed into a sawmill and turned into pulp. This is a humanitarian crime against humanity that the United States specifically, along with the British under Boris Johnson, are guilty of and deserve international crimes being brought against them. But their agenda has been to depopulate Ukraine under the guise of injuring Russia. And I think it's absolutely collapsed and failed. As you said, it's a dire situation. That's why Russia needs to totally encircle Ukraine and strangle it from the middle and then create a brand new Ukraine and change the name of the country. Make it the center of the BRICS multipolar world and a renaissance nation, a neutral nation like Switzerland. But this video in particular, these brutal, savage, brainwashed soldiers who were no doubt on drugs supplied to them by the West, is an indication too of what the West is, I think, anticipating doing to the rest of Europe, using a lot of these Ukrainian soldiers to send them out after they lose as a form of a Ukrainian government in exile. So it's savagery, but it shows you the true colors of the West, specifically the United States.
There's certainly quite a lot to unpack there, Scott. Just moving on briefly, what sort of investigation do you think will be conducted into this, and what impact do you think you will have on recruitment in Ukraine now this video has come to light?
Well, I think it'll retard and disintegrate the recruitment. No one's going to be it's almost like Jews hiding from the Nazis in World War II, hiding in their basements, Anne Frank, hiding in the walls in the attic of a house. That's what the Ukrainian pregnant mothers and children and old men and women are being subjected to now. Because if they don't hide from Zelensky and his savage neo-Nazi thugs, they'll be dragged out, pistol whipped, thrown into a tattered uniform and cast into the forest to be destroyed, in this endless war. So it'll only retard and disintegrate the recruitment. But the hope is enough Ukrainians are going to rise up as an opposition force like we saw under Colonel Stauffenberg in World War II to overthrow Adolf Hitler. That's how the war needs to be accelerated, is within Ukraine, a Ukrainian military loyal to the Ukrainian people and culture and dedicated to a neutral existence with Russia needs to rise up and overthrow this American puppet that has destroyed the culture, language, and the future of Ukraine. The only hope of Ukraine's future is Russia resurrecting it in a peaceful way. And I think Russia can do that because it's got the intelligence and the temperament and the humanity, which the West does not have anymore, sadly.
Well, it certainly looks like that will be a long way off. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army officer, thanks very much for your time today and appearing on RT. Thank you.
Scott, I'd like to jump in right there. Today, the president of Poland declared that Ukraine is a lost cause. They're going to cut off Poland, which has been the number one ally in the region, defending, allowing Ukrainian refugees to flood over the borders. Poland has said that they are going to cut off military supplies because Ukraine is a drowning man, and a drowning man pulls down everything that he touches, that they can no longer justify providing refuge. They can no longer take refugees. They can no longer provide supplies. And meanwhile, people like Zelensky is in Washington, D.C. at this very hour, trying to get a meeting in front of Congress, trying to give a speech to Congress. We are heading into a shutdown, a major government shutdown, because the Republicans are insisting, rightfully so, the United States is bankrupt. We must cut spending. Nikki Haley, who is a GOP candidate, is a minority voice saying the United States is spending 3.5% of the Pentagon budget. The entire Pentagon budget is going to Ukraine. And she says that we should fight, give more money, because if we back away from Ukraine, then Poland will be next. And Poland is saying, no, we will not. Yeah. We are not fooled. Poland is not fooled by that argument. No one is buying this argument anymore that Russia is going to expand the battlefront somewhere else. Ukraine is a very specific, narrow, carved out situation. It goes to the fact that they want a buffer nation against NATO. They were very precise. They were promised at the time of the breakup of the Soviet Union that Ukraine would be a neutral, NATO neutral country. That's what they were promised. And instead, the neo-Nazis of the NATO of Western Ukraine have attacked the Russian speakers. They started a civil war with the Maidan overthrow, the Maidan coup, and they have savagely brutalized the Eastern Ukrainians, and so the Russian speakers and the whole Crimea thing. This has been an electoral process. There have been voter referendums to break away from the Ukrainian government, and the United States really should be very careful about pushing these coups, because what's happening is that the people of just like in the United States, you could see the same thing happening now with the breakup of the United States.
Yes, yeah.
Easily. If the Democrats refuse to listen to the people, if they continue with this pretentious policies of we're the naturally superior ones, we're going to continue to override and ignore the will of the people, there's going to be some serious, by 2024, some very serious events are going to happen here in the United States as well.
Yeah,
well, Zelensky's here in Washington, and he is not getting the reception that he thought he would get.
Well,
they want
McCarthy has been told McCarthy has been told by Gates and Lauren Boebert and the rest of these people that are adamantly opposed to the support for Ukraine, the money that's being wasted. Josh Hawley just came out saying Ukraine has nothing to show for any of the American money that's been given to them. They're telling McCarthy, you will not be giving an audience to Zelensky to the House, nor will you be voting for money to Ukraine, nor will you be making backroom deals with Biden or the Democrats, or else you're going to be rejected as speaker. You're going to be kicked out of your speakership. And I got to be frank with you. I look at McCarthy as an effeminate, weak, limp.
I love McCarthy.
I don't like him at all. I think he is absolutely, he is descriptive of the entire affliction which America seems to be suffering so much for. No manhood. There is no manhood in these leaders. Where's Jim Jordan? Jim Jordan is an ass kicker compared to McCarthy, this effeminate weakling.
Jim Jordan is an ass kicker who... There are very few people on earth, let alone in Congress,
yes,
who are as great as Jim Jordan. Okay,
I love him.
But
yeah,
McCarthy
I love him.
Has to rule a whole caucus, and he's got to rule the whole Congress. And he's,
yeah.
I personally, one of the reasons that I love doing your show is that we don't have to agree on everything.
Right.
And on this particular thing, we don't. But we are both united in opposing any continued aid to Ukraine, and this is a cycle of death. There's a 4-hour survival for soldiers, for Ukrainian soldiers going to the front, and they are literally they are literally sending men to knock on doors and go into houses.
Yep. Let me play this video real quick. This you sent me. This is talks a little bit about Poland and the rest of Europe.
Extremely dangerous. Listen to his remarks.
Mamy trochę do czynienia tak z tonącym. My jesteśmy tym, który ratuje. Jak jest tonący, każdy, kto kiedykolwiek brał udział w ratowaniu tonącego, czy każdy, kto kiedykolwiek uczył się o tym, co dzieje się w trakcie w tej sytuacji, wie o tym, że człowiek tonący jest niesłychanie niebezpieczny, ponieważ może pociągnąć w głębiny. Ma siłę niewyobrażalną na skutek obawy osobistej, wpływu adrenaliny i może po prostu utopić ratującego. Chwyta się wszystkiego, mówi się przecież w przysłowiu, tonący brzytwy się chwyta. Rzeczywiście tonący chwyta się wszystkiego, czego się da. Trochę to jest taka sytuacja jak dzisiaj między Polską a Ukrainą. Czy trzeba działać tak, żeby się obronić przed uczynieniem nam szkody przez tonącego? Oczywiście, że musimy tak działać, żeby się obronić przed uczynieniem nam szkody przez tonącego, bo jak tonący doprowadzi do szkody i nas utopi, to nie dostanie pomocy. W związku z powyższym to my musimy pilnować tutaj swoich interesów. To jest przede wszystkim nasz obowiązek i będziemy to robili skutecznie i zdecydowanie.
Well, he's absolutely right about that. As a lifeguard myself, you...
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think
there you go. There you go. The people of Poland and are saying no more. No more. They can no longer handle the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the refugee crisis that's moving through their state, the poverty, the welfare. This is just and the demands for weapons and the United States made a fatal mistake when they bombed the Nord Stream pipelines.
Yes.
They punished the Europeans and tried to trap the Europeans into this war. And instead, they have highlighted all the mistakes of the war and alienated the people very deeply beyond anything that they can overcome. Mm-hmm. So there is no support for this war, and it's dried up rapidly now.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's another video I wanted to play here, which is absolutely. Let me bring this one up first. This was, let me see.
Is this Ukraine?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll tell you.
Oh, dear. Okay, forget this
here, one. Now, Paxton, I wanted to bring up Paxton, first of all. Do you see that, Paxton?
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
Ken Paxton.
Ken Paxton.
Impeachment.
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 You went to the FBI on September 30th without any evidence.
That's right. We took no evidence.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
Ken Paxton.
Ken Paxton.
Impeachment.
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 Impeachment. Hold on.
You went to the FBI on September 30th without any evidence.
That's right.
Evidence. Allegations of bribery, unfitness for office, and abuse of...
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
Ken Paxton.
Ken Paxton.
Impeachment.
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 You went to the FBI on September 30th without any evidence.
That's right. We took no evidence.
Allegations of bribery, unfitness for office, and abuse of public trust.
He's being attacked by his own employees.
Did you gain any after that?
I don't recall.
It's about Ken Paxton, how bad Ken Paxton is.
The Board of Managers presented overwhelming evidence.
A finding of acquittal is entered as to Article 1.
Well, this is a resounding victory. Ken Paxton has survived 16 votes on articles of impeachment.
You're the most aggressive legal opponent of the Biden administration in the United States. You're a Republican elected with a big margin in a Republican state, but it was Republicans who tried to take you out. How can you be removed from your job without being convicted of something?
We are a huge problem for the Biden administration.
Take away your job, they take away your money.
And they took away my ability ultimately to even speak.
Well, that doesn't really sound like the way democracy is supposed to work.
If you can do impeachments like this and you can have mail-in ballots, we don't have democracy.
It feels like Texas is going to be a Democratic state pretty soon.
I think that's the goal. We lose Texas, we lose everything.
Ken Paxton is the Attorney General of the state of Texas and one of the primary checks against federal power. So far in the Biden administration, Paxton's office has filed 48 lawsuits against the administration. This past November, he was elected overwhelmingly to his third term. But then within months, he was impeached in the state of Texas on a bunch of different counts, a pretty complicated case against him, alleging that he gave special favors to a donor. He was just acquitted in that trial in the Texas State Senate. Kind of an amazing spectacle, but it raises a bigger question, which is, how did this happen? Why did it happen? And maybe most interestingly, who actually runs the state of Texas? In his first interview since his acquittal, Attorney General Ken Paxton joins us on the set. Mr. Attorney General, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be here. What a great place.
So congratulations on your acquittal. But I'm fascinated by the fact that you were impeached in the first place. How did this happen?
First of all, let me just say, it was, as you've read through this, very complicated.
It was crazy,
but I truly believe it became very political. And I am sitting here because of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I was delivered because it wasn't just about the law. It became political completely, and I didn't know how it was going to turn out on the political side.
But it's just interesting.
Yes. Yes. You know, he was acquitted of 16 charges.
Hold on. The most important thing he said there was he was standing there delivered because of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to always draw attention to that. This is a man of faith that realizes that his earthly destiny is controlled by his spiritual Father in heaven. And he prays for that. And there's a delight and an optimism and a hope in his face. 48 lawsuits. And that's instructive. We are not to swing in our hammocks and be lazy on this earth. We are to fight and slay the Philistines like Samson, slaying them every time he swings the jawbone of an ass. And Ken Paxton sets the standard for filing 48 lawsuits against the Biden administration. And every county in America can file the same lawsuits in their county courts, in their town halls, in their mayor's office, in their sheriff's department, in their school boards, essentially as indicators that Joe Biden is, any executive orders from Joe Biden really are null and void because he's a traitor. He's not the president of the United States, but the more details of these lawsuits can be used effectively for grassroots control. And that's where the Civil War revolution is going to be coming out, Susan, in the next year, is going back to grassroots control and cutting off federal usurpation of powers and what they've been trying to do to the country with the illegal invasion of every third world person to turn us into a third world. This is an act of invasion. It is a crime. But before I play the rest of these videos, I want to hand it to you to give us your...
Well, this is super important. There's now an estimated 45 million illegals that have come in during the Biden White House in 3 years. The figures are as high as 45 million total population now. Not who've come in, but because of the immigration during the Biden White House, the figures are now up to 45 million. And for those of you who say, oh, well, you know, the United States is a land of immigrants. No, we're a land of constitutionalists. We're a land of freedom. We're a land of personal responsibility. And if you come into our country, do not expect ever to put your hand inside our wallets, asking us to feed you or house you, clothe you. That's not what this is about. Our ancestors never received that. This is from the Mexican border today.
Military-aged young men, no women and children, military-aged young men. The Border Patrol are parked there just letting them come across. No men with guns, no barbed wire, no dogs, nothing treating an invasion like an invasion.
Yes.
No, this is just a stroll in the park. Come across. Yes. And ravage, rape, pillage, and destroy our nation. And
drug turn dealers into the world. Bringing in fentanyl.
Yep. And that's just the beginning, Susan. Each one of those criminal thug savages is a perfect candidate for a cartel hire to snatch a little girl off the street and sell her into sex slavery.
These are heavily invested in the cartels. What we're seeing in Maryland is that these same young men are now the enforcers for protection money for the cartels. So the inside our community, they harass the illegals from these different countries, and they collected payments from them from their, so instead of where they should be living off their own hard work and building a life for themselves with their own money, they're being forced on to, they are choosing to go on food stamps and Medicaid. And then when they work jobs, the money from the jobs that they actually earn as income goes to the cartels for protection money. And they're like, well, you have to live off the United States government. And I'm here to tell you, no, we're not going to pay for this. So this is a, so here we have, you know, now that Paxton's situation is resolved and Texas has its attorney general back, Governor Abbott is taking strong action.
Here's the video you sent.
Greg Abbott has formally invoked Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the U.S. Constitution, which gives the right to every state to declare actual war if they're being invaded or in imminent danger. You may not know this, but individual states can actually declare war. It's not a power solely for the federal government. It's an inherent part of the separation of powers. States do not need Congress's approval. It doesn't even have to be an army invading. Some of the founding fathers, like James Madison, explicitly stated that Article 1, Section 10 could be invoked against smugglers. Madison specifically cited Virginia using its militia to stop smugglers as an example of a valid exercise of the invasion powers. Again, the principle is simply one of state sovereignty. If the sovereignty of a state is violated, that state has the right to declare war on an individual basis without congressional approval.
Absolutely.
And if this isn't a violation of state sovereignty, if this isn't an invasion that would have horrified Madison and our founding fathers, then the term is simply meaningless. Governor Abbott has sent an official letter to bumbling Biden, informing him that the state of Texas has asserted its right as a sovereign state to invoke Article 1, Section 10, and that they are now taking all necessary measures to stop this flow of illegal immigration that's crossing the borders by the hundreds of thousands per month. As such, Abbott is deploying the Texas National Guard, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and local law enforcement to man the border. There are also a number of Patriot border militias there as well, patriots who've up and left their homes and careers to travel southward and patrol the southern border. One of our dear friends to this channel, an Insider Club member, Dave Munson, he's a member of Patriots for America, who've organized the southern border to work together with Border Patrol officials to deter and apprehend those caught violating our southern border. Moreover, Texas officials are once again installing a marine barrier installation along the Rio Grande River, which consists of orange buoys with webbing to prevent people from swimming underneath. They're also filling in the gaps between the border walls that were constructed during Trump's tenure with massive cargo containers and barbed wire so as to prevent illegal crossings. Now, as Governor Abbott is finally busying himself with securing our southern border, up north, if you can believe it, it's the Democrats that have reached a breaking point when it comes to illegal immigration, one that may prove to be their ultimate undoing. You're going to love this. But first, gang, you need to click on that link below and learn how to stick it to the establishment by using their...
Okay.
Companies like BlackRock have been bribing corrupt politicians like Nancy Pelosi with insider trading secrets for their advantage when in real time. My friend Ross Givens is...
tired about your commercials, boy.
Two... You well, too can learn to trade like
anything from him.
Yeah, that's fine. No.
But let's just say, Susan, it's about time. We have been saying exactly what should be done, and it seems that perhaps Abbott is listening. We've been saying you need to create
Paxton tried.
We've been saying you need to create a border militia. We've been saying you need to deputize people under your sheriffs. We've been saying you need to activate your military veterans affairs groups. We've been saying you need to invite other militias from other states coming in for the collective protection of the United States along the Texas border. I don't give a shit if California or Arizona or New Mexico are a bunch of effeminate transgender rainbow flag waving half-wit retards, but it at least Texas can serve as the standard bearer for the rest of the country to say that's a real state. Now, Governor Abbott should have done this a year ago, but you know he's doing it now. Okay, we'll see. But this is an invasion. It is war. And quite frankly, they ought to be firing weapons and killing these invaders. I have no mercy for these young military-aged young men crossing into the border. Yeah, you can fire shots in the air. You can fire shots in the ground. But if you come in, especially if you have a weapon, you're dead. You're shot by snipers. Yeah. No mercy for this. This is how you repel it of an invasion. Yes. To show them that 99% of you will be killed and grievously wounded if you're not killed crossing into the United States. That's how you wage war. You don't wage war like you owe someone money, as my father used to say. You wage war like you are going to kill anything that comes at you. And hopefully we are adjusting ourselves, because again, I'm not saying this because I'm bloodthirsty, Susan. I'm saying it because I'm concerned. I'm a conservative, unapologetic, Scottish, old-fashioned guy. And when I see these bastards coming across, I fear for people like you. I fear for women. I fear for little girls, because you're the ones who are going to be victimized by these half-wit retard monkeys that have about as much hygiene as a bonobo wiping his ass, and about the same moral standards. I fear for women. That's why I am absolutely merciless on killing these people, because they're not coming in to have a, work quietly in a hotel. They're coming in and the resources are not there. The money's not there. The jobs aren't there. And what are they going to do? They're going to create black market economies in ghettos, and those ghettos are going to bleach into the other communities of America. This has to be stopped like the infection it is. Susan, I'll hand it to you. Go ahead.
I agree with you full-heartedly. My one statement to you is that Governor Abbott and Paxton have tried, as you said, 44 lawsuits from Texas against Joe Biden. Most of those are related to immigration, but they have tried to play it through the courts, and that's got to stop. We have to just take action. And when the courts ordered them, for example, ordered Texas to remove the barbed wire buoys in the Rio Grande, and the answer is no, we're not going to do that. This is an act of war. We are defending our nation from violent invaders. They're carrying guns and drugs. They're killing our children. They're coming in here and they're committing crimes. They're not here for freedom. They're not here because they respect the United States. They most definitely do not respect us at all. They have no, and then they have this baffling idea that we should be feeding them and housing them. We should put them up in hotels. Where would they ever get such an idea that they have the right to a hotel, that they have the right to food stamps, that I should pay higher taxes to take care of them? And I live in the DC area, and I've got an MS-13 gang within earshot of my house. And I can, at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night, we hear gunshots. We hear they put a chain on an ATM machine that I used to use, and they ripped it out with a truck. We're finding parks not only with gang graffiti, but with gang initiations where they cut people up and leave body parts in the parks where, yeah. When I had kids growing up, they'd go play in those parks. They'd go play soccer and softball and tennis and run around, and we'd have family picnics there. And you can't go to those parks anymore. These are like fields where soccer fields where they used to go play. You can't set foot in those things because you'll find body parts They cut them up. And like they cut off heads. They cut off people's heads.
See, the problem.
And leave and cut off their arms and legs and leave them around the parks.
Yeah, but it doesn't surprise me, Susan. These are animals. These are subhumans. And the problem is you're in a state run by animals and subhumans, the retards of Maryland Democrats.
The Maryland Democrats are the worst of the worst.
In all seriousness, how long will this go on before men in Maryland rise up with weapons, with their firearms, with their swords, bows, crossbows, whatever it is, or even just their cars, and go kill these people that are killing your community, that are killing your children, that are doing all this horrendous terrorism. These are terrorists, just like Al-Qaeda, ISIS. Now, I know we made Al-Qaeda, we made ISIS, we did all that stuff. But these are terrorists. Again, the average American, and I know, thankfully, because of the wonderful skills of Tong and Tom LaPorte and the rest, our audience on Global Freedom TV are the sharp tip of the sword. But for the most part, America is populated by dumb, knuckle-dragging, lobotomized, stupid, emotional support animal-needing fools that don't have any awareness. Oh, I'll just call the police. Sorry, the police are all dead. They're getting killed by these cartels.
Well, okay,
what are you going to do? Well, somebody's got to help me. No, that's what the Second Amendment's for. Oh, I forgot. You outlawed that, or you cut it out of your state, or you made it so difficult. There's no gun sellers anymore in your state.
In Staten Island, the New Yorkers are protesting the arrival of these Hispanics and the illegals coming in from Mexico.
And they're getting arrested by the police.
But I will tell you, here is the good news. The Democrats in Washington, D.C., which is why I have a smile on my face, they are panicking. They are suddenly realizing that they have made a grotesque mistake. And they are losing the will of the people. The Black voters are furious that these immigrants are receiving welfare benefits that should be going. They don't even have enough money to take care of Black citizens who are poor. The Black children are in need of some remedial care and who need a focus. They need those jobs. Okay,
Susan,
young Black men need jobs to get on the bottom ladder.
The Blacks have suffered in the 50s. We crushed them. We destroyed the family. We forced their integration. We did all sorts of
but
stuff.
But the Black
blacks
people
have been
want to get on that bottom layer, that bottom rung. They see the ladder, and they understand that a lot of them understand that they have to get the education. Then they have to start.
This is their country.
The
look, this is the Black.
And they're getting
blacks,
knocked off the ladder to
their
make
country.
Room for the Hispanics.
Yes, this is their country. Black people are American citizens. They have their own. You have some very smart Blacks. You got some real dumb, stupid, gold tooth, pants down by your knees, niggers. I'll just call them what they are. Niggardly. There's white niggers. There's black niggers. I don't see
there's
too many
crackers. We call them crackers.
But I mean, when you act like a thug, you're a thug. But there's blacks in this country. Now, the criminals, I don't tolerate that. But the Hispanic third world invaders coming into this country, given $2,200 by Biden, for Christ's sake, how can a black person in this country still look themselves in the mirror that
they're
you're
giving
a
them more than
$2,200.
They're giving them cars. They're getting down payments for cars. So they're coming in and you see them driving. They've just arrived from Mexico and they're driving Toyotas.
That's the new political campaign.
And they're driving like nice brand new cars. And it's like, wait a minute. You just came over the Mexican border. How do you have a Toyota 4Runner? How did you get that SUV? The Americans have to help me out. Why do I have to help you out? And the black people are, and I live in an area.
Where are they? 40%, where are the blacks?
They're furious because they're like, why are you giving those people food stamps, Medicaid, and money? You're giving them money.
Yes.
And that's, and I'll tell you, it's making the black Americans furious because it's firing up the reparations talk. Because they're like, look, if you have money to give those Mexicans, then you can sure pay us damages and reparations for slavery.
Of course. So,
but that's course. Where it's coming from. And they're looking at those jobs that used to be, you know, there used to be quotas in the state government for blacks. Public works projects.
Yes.
Public works are skilled labor, good paying jobs from the state. All those black workers are being, and white workers, forget the white workers, they're all being pushed out, and all the jobs are going to unskilled Hispanics so that they can learn a trade. And so they're getting state contracts to learn a trade. And they don't have any background.
The blacks are their own worst enemy. The blacks have committed political suicide.
But
I don't want to talk about this endlessly. I want to move on to another subject. Okay. This is another video I wanted to put up here. I wanted to segue into what's going on in Ukraine, in Europe, how this is unfolding. Let me play this. I think it is one of the most brilliant pieces of psychological warfare that you could see. Watch this.
No, that's bull. That's nonsense. We need some fresh ideas. Better, stronger, and effective. So tired.
The Arty International.
Did you get that? Did you understand that?
Let's ban RT. Let's ban free speech and anything that poses our agenda.
What this was, and it's very important to see this, okay? This was a advertisement that RT put out, very short, but it was so effective that the U.S. intelligence agencies had a memo going to the White House about how RT was engaged in psychological warfare using artificial intelligence that mocked Biden and Ursula von Leyen and Schultz, because they have run out of narratives. They have failed. They have run out of narratives. They've got transgender lunatics wearing wigs with fake breasts pretending to be spokespersons for Ukraine. They've lost the narrative. They have no reasons, no arguments for their people to support sanctions and war against Ukraine or against Russia using Ukraine. Let me play this again. Just pick this up. Now watch this carefully. It is a mockery. It is a mockery of Biden.
No, that's bull. That's nonsense. We need some fresh ideas. Better, stronger, and effective.
PC Sunak, British Prime Minister. Getting the wheel of a personal tank. Ursula von Leyen. Stand Russian doll. Full pound. Schultz, Chancellor of Berlin.
Fuck.
I'm so tired.
Now, Susan, I think that's it's important to play that because yeah, there we go.
Not doing very well, are they?
Well, you know,
Russia,
that's what I'm
surviving the
they're
sanctions.
Not getting into
Russia's
well.
They're not breaking.
They're losing their influence over their own people. Africa's falling apart. That's what Macron's frustrated. You have Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, I believe, form a three-country partnership, saying, attack one, you attack all of us, and we will all stand and defend one another. That just came out. Macron in France is completely losing its influence in Africa, and this whole EU narrative is just coming apart. And so is their political careers. So that was the purpose of that, is mocking the narrative information war that the West has lost. And I think that's a capstone of a fabulously well done art.
Russia has not been broken at all. Russia is stronger than ever under the sanctions. It's Europe that is suffering from the loss of gas. It's Europe, natural gas. It's European winters. The European economy is damaging itself with these sanctions, and Russia is reaching for alliances with China and the BRICS nations, and they're just doing quite well without us. They're cutting us out of the circle and proving that they don't need us anymore. The cost of imports for the United States are skyrocketing, and therefore the quantity of imports that we're able to bring into the country is crashing. And it's pushing the United States closer and closer into a depression situation. And this will be a depression like 1929. We're the ones who are suffering. We're the ones who are losing in all of this.
Hence, are they going to go for a war? Is Tucker Carlson right? And many of us have said the same thing, that they are going to push for a war with Russia to try and distract and somehow come out of this economic depression that's about to come crashing upon us. Are they going to go in the direction of war with Russia?
I think that they would like to. I think that they would like to, because wars, they have a problem of youth.
No one shows up. No one's recruited. No one's in the Navy. No one's going to the Marine Corps. No one's going to the Air Force.
It will require a draft.
Well, who's going to draft you, Susan? You'll shoot them in the head. I know I certainly will. No one's going to go to war with Russia.
We're too old to go fight.
Shit, I'd put me up against 1,000 Democrats half my age, just without a weapon. The power of my tongue and my eyes would scare them to stone.
They have a problem because the youth, they have nothing to give the youth. They have nothing for them. And they're all very demanding and self-indulgent. And they're obese and ADHD. Yes. They're addicted to like these antidepressants. They were given drugs in elementary school.
Don't know the difference between a man and a woman. They think they're a female or a male. Yeah, they change their sexes.
But these kids have been forcibly drugged from the time they were 5 or 6 years old to create a market for big pharma.
And by
now
parents
they're
that
not
are
capable. Now they're not capable of functioning in society. That's and right. They never had the kind of education. The cancel culture, anything that threatens them, they remove. Well, now these are the kids who are going to have to be drafted to go fight the Russians. And who do you think is going to win that war?
Yeah, but it's not going to be the Russians only, Susan. It's going to be the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians. Yeah. They're in Africa. If you pick a fight, let me just say, I think, if the Americans are so stupid, Biden and all the rest of these idiots and Schultz and all these fools,
crazy,
if they think America and Europe are going to suddenly ride in defense of Biden and America, no one is going to go. And worse, you're going to see Africa, Iran, China, all go on their own attacks through asymmetric, irregular warfare against the United States. And what do they need to do? They just need to bomb the Golden Gate. Who did that? What happened? Well, we don't know. They just need to bomb and do some dirty bombs in New York or Chicago. They just need to do a few EMP attacks. Who did that? What happened?
Well, but see, I think that's what the Ukrainians will do. I think that the Ukrainians are going to be the ones to have a false flag to try to in New York or San Francisco.
Well, I think that Biden will pay them. Biden will pay them to do that. Biden,
yeah,
and the Democrats.
They'll set it up because they feel so strongly that we have to get involved in this war so that we can beat the Russians and stop Russia from going after Poland. And Poland, just as you heard today, identifies Ukraine as a drowning man. Poland is like, we're not going that way. We're not coming along with you. And so really, there's going to be some action in the Baltic Sea. So the Global Research Association has said that there's going to be a military training exercise coming up in the Black Sea. And they're expecting some sort of false flag attack, trying to draw NATO into a war with Russia. But Poland is speaking out in advance, saying we're not buying it, we're not threatened. We see the dangers of the Ukrainian government. They are a drowning man. They're powerful. They're hyped on fear. They've lost the war, and they will do anything it takes to try to draw us into this war, to force the United States to send our troops. But that would require a conscription of all 18 to 35 year olds would have to go fight in this war. And once, it's very easy to start a war. It is very difficult, almost impossible, to stop a war. None of us have ever been good at stopping a war. Afghanistan took 20 years. Iraq took 10 years. In both situations, we lost.
And they couldn't fight back. Russia can fight back.
Russia can fight back. China can fight back. The BRICS nations are not threatened by the United States. They're going to have their own economy, their own banking network. China has vowed to have the BRICS financial banking system set up by the end of this fiscal year. And there will be a whole new world order that is emerging, and Vietnam is joining it. Yeah. Thailand is joining, Indonesia, Brazil, Argentina and Iran and Saudi Arabia were the first to be accepted in the expanded BRICS membership.
Yeah. And when the US dollar is seen as toilet paper, are countries going to take it anymore? Or are they just going to say, no thanks, and embargo and sanction and cut off the United States? I think they are, because they're going to go, this is worthless. Your whole economy is toilet paper. And that's because your character is the substance that wipes the toilet paper is used to wipe. You've destroyed the world. You've destroyed Afghanistan, destroyed Iraq, destroyed Syria, destroyed Libya. Now China's going into Syria and gonna reinflate them. The U.S. again, because of the arrogance of Bush and Cheney and fools Rumsfeld, Nikki Haley, who ought to be crucified for her stupidity and her treason, her husband a general of the Air Force, and Chris Christie, and all of these buffoons in American government and in the military. Never before have we been ruled by such wicked clowns. And God says, when the wicked rule, the people mourn. We haven't begun to mourn and suffer, but we will when the world rejects the U.S. dollar and says, nope, and even could say, you start a war with Russia, all of the BRICS and multipolar world, I could see them, Susan, saying, your embassy is out of our country. Just the African nations have done in France. No, United States, get your embassy out of our country. We want nothing to do with a warmongering CIA puppet military industrial complex. You don't bring anything good. All you've done is destroy. And I'm sad to say it.
That brings us all the way back to the United States and Washington. We are facing, I'm telling you the truth, people, a $2 trillion deficit for this fiscal year that is going to end on September 30th because foreign governments have stopped buying U.S. Treasury bonds. They are already, all these BRICS nations, and I keep, you know, for the past year, I've been trying to educate our audience as to the relationship between the U.S. dollar and U.S. Treasury debts. What happens is that corporations and countries, as they're trading back and forth, they're buying, they used to buy U.S. Treasury bonds to hold their savings for their imports-export activities. So they were holding all of their money going back and forth for imports-exports in U.S. debt, U.S. Treasury bonds financing the U.S. debt. As of March, the United States was $562 billion in the deficit for the federal government was up by $562 billion. Now, as of August, it was $1.6 trillion as of August. And by the September 30th, when the fiscal year closes, they're expecting it to, the deficit to be $2 trillion. That means for the year. Now, that's not the debt. That is the amount only for this year, how much money they spent versus how much money they received. And it's the deficit has skyrocketed just since March because people are no longer buying the debt because of BRICS. All these nations, and we cannot force them to buy the U.S. dollar.
Oh,
they're going in their own way saying we are a bankrupt nation. Everybody sees it. And they're not buying our debt any longer.
Well,
there's no money to pay for these programs.
Let me say, Susan, do you not agree that when you say we can't force them to buy our dollars, something in me goes, Biden and Hillary Clinton are cackling saying, oh, yes, we can, because we've done it in Libya and we'll do it to other countries. We've got the Frankenstein monster known as the Ukrainian that will unleash upon you to blow your shit up, to do this, to do that. We've got them drugged. We've got them trained. We've got them into neo-Nazi tattoos.
Well, now,
they're mercenaries. Buy our dollar or else they may find their way into your school children.
It won't work. The Biden and Hillary might really, the globalists might wish that it would work. And where it could work would be for the Europeans to be forced into a war, like when they're trying to say, look, they're going to invade Poland. And the Polish government is saying, no, no, no.
But see, Europe can't even fight. Europe can't fight. They don't have any weapons.
But that's right. They need the United States to fight.
Yeah.
The United States has provided the defense for Europe, which is allowing Europe to use its money for retirement, senior pensions, senior retirements, all sorts of social welfare programs, which are subsidized because the United States is paying for NATO's defense. But now that they've blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline, it's back. Everything the United States is doing is backfiring.
And I love the fact that the Annalena Baerbock, right? She's of the Green Party of Germany. And we blew up her sacred idol of the environment, global warming. And Biden goes in and blows up her idol. And she's such a worthless political whore that she doesn't even get up and say, enough's enough. Germany has lost all of its integrity and is nothing but good to be trodden under foot of men. They are worse than slaves. They are absolutely disgusting cowards. if they had any character, they would have stood up and said, United States did this. We are distancing ourselves. We're cutting off. We're going back with friendly relations with Russia, because at least we know they haven't attacked us in 30, 40, 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
The United States just attacked us, cut off our fuel supply, and is going to be starving our economy and our old people to make us addicted to what they have. And Trump is just as guilty of this. He got up there and went to the United or the Germany and said, we're paying for NATO and we're protecting you from Russia. There's no protection from Russia, you dumbass. Russia has not attacked any NATO country ever. Yeah, you could go back to Hungary in the 60s, but for the most part,
all of the Soviet Union. This has been 60 years. This has been 60 years of this. We can't pretend this.
Susan, we're coming up to the end. Let me give you the final word and give us your closing thoughts on what is coming. And let me just say this too. All of your stark warnings are reflected by Stephen Pidgeon yesterday, saying October 4th is a date and September 23rd is a date too. September 23rd, 2 days from now, watch what happens. Any events, any attacks and things? And then October 4th is when they suspect a 5G release, radio broadcast through phones. Watch and see what happens. Susan, go ahead.
I think the United States is in severe, rapid decline, that the world is going to just shut us out. And we're going to have a crisis here that they will all watch overseas, but no one is going to come help us. No one is going to, other than Macron in Germany and the British, they will not respond to efforts to draw into a war with Russia. Russia has not been damaged by the sanctions at all. It has totally backfired on the Europeans and the United States. And we can no longer provide a military. Our military is exhausted, both of its soldiers, of its ammunition, of its weapons. And China and Russia are on the rise at this hour and this day. And we do not have an active plan. We really do need to turn around and save ourselves from our own bad decisions and stop worrying about these damn wars. You know, we don't need these wars. We've got to be the pacifists, Scott, who are going to say, no, we're not going to war on behalf of Russia. We're all to fight Russia. And Poland is, I'm very proud. I'm very excited about what Poland said, that Ukraine is a drowning man and is very dangerous, but they are not afraid. Poland sees exactly what Europe is going to try to do, trying to push Poland to be the next, you know, a false flag in Poland to force NATO to come to Ukraine's defense. And that is what Lindsey Graham would like to do. And that is what all these warmongers, Nikki Haley, wants to do. And that is probably what they are planning at this very hour in Washington, D.C. And we have got to vote against the warmongers. Thank you.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see if Poland stands its ground, because I did
see. Oh, they're going to stand their ground.
No, not necessarily. RT had a story that came out, and I suspect it was because the CIA went right after Poland, because RT had said Poland was already beginning to shift and reevaluate what it had said. Now, what you said is accurate. They originally said they were not going to be providing weapons because of the grain deal, all sorts of other stuff. But just watch and keep an eye on Poland, because they stick to their guns, great. Then there's a change happening. But if they reverse and say, oh, no, well, we'll keep providing weapons. We were just commenting about the Ukraine. Then you see, again, the U.S. CIA going in and using strong arm tactics. So RT reported that Poland had already kind of started shifting away from what you said. So we have to watch them carefully. And lastly, I would say China going into Syria is very significant, because remember, We were under Lindsey Graham. We did it in Libya. We've done it in Syria. The same bad guys that were used in Syria before, there's photographs of them again when the U.S. Sent a group of senators over there a couple weeks ago. And it's right after that that China and Syria, President Bashar Assad, have had a big meeting. And my guess is China and Russia are going to go in and say, nope, you're not going to topple Assad. You're not going to topple Syria. Those days are over. The whole Tony Blair juggernaut, it's over.
They're going to topple the United States.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we need to be worried about.
The only hope we have, too, is for Susan Lindauer to be the United Nations representative to the United States. Not Nikki Haley, that ugly bull dyke, but someone who knows international language, and that's Susan Lindauer. So I hope if Trump is a smart one, if he comes back, he appoints you, Susan, to be UN representative, because I think you'd be a wonderful.
I would love it.
You'd be good at that. You'd be very good at that. If not that, run the CIA and kick that genius asshole, kick that bitch out by her ass with a boot, a steel tip boot, I'd put in that. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, great to have you on, Susan. You're indeed price above rubies. Thank you for joining us on Global Freedom TV, Global Great Awakenings. I'm Scott Bennett, your host. God bless you. We will see you next week. Good night.
Good night.
All right, my dear.